This recording, Jiangsu 23, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Karma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Pretty was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an hospital in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a separate private practice in North Square near the Duck Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was rising, became normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that inch goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comer, Comer," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comer was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered her either. Her efforts were not failed. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Como and give her a relaxing breath. When Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she whipped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to mash out a lot of medicine. Sarah wondered that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a pale price for a cure. When I came to English, that was in middle school, at the age of 13. At first, I think English is very interesting. You just need to recite some words and do some exercise. Then, because I think it's very interesting, so I maybe work harder. At first, I achieved high grades. And then, I find it a little difficult, maybe. you should know a lot, maybe the foreign culture, and you have to learn something, learn some rules in English. So I focus not as hard as the first, so my marks became not so high. When I came to high school, then I met a very good English teacher. She taught us how to learn English, how to treat it, just as a tool as you communicate with others. Not treat it like the weight or the subject you have to learn just for the examination. 子曰：“学而时习之，不亦说乎？有朋自远方来，不亦乐乎？”人不知而不愠，不亦君子乎？子曰：“食三百，以焉以蔽之，曰：死无邪？”子忧问孝。子曰：“君之孝者，是谁能焉？至于犬焉，皆能有也。不敬，何以别乎？”子曰：“食其所以，观其所忧，察其所安，人焉所哉？人焉所哉？”